Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Cindy and Holly singing, Didn't I Walk on the Water? And then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Rescued from Darkness, taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
Battle, it's out in front. this morning, either by on the word in your lap or the word on the screen, or if you can listen to me, that's either way. I'm talking today about rescued from darkness. This is where God brought me to today. In Colossians chapter 9, in verses 9 through 14, the word of God says, "For this cause we also, since this day we heard it, we did not cease to pray for you." You know, one of the greatest things that you can do for some person today is pray for them. I know we all go through trials and difficulties, challenges and problems and situations, and we can go through all the lists from A to Z today about all the things that we encounter in life. But do you realize today the greatest thing that you can do for somebody is pray for them? As a matter of fact, I want you to take about 10 seconds right now. Grab the person's hand next to you, and I want you to just ask the Lord to touch them and to bless them. Just take a few moments and do that right now where you are. It is good to pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman, a righteous person will avail much. Pray without ceasing. Just right now, call upon God and say, "Lord, touch this person next to me." It doesn't make any difference whether you know them or not, or whether they're kin to you or not. If they're in Christ, they're already kin to you because they're a brother or they're a sister of yours. So just pray God's mighty power and presence upon them right now. And so Paul said that we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. God wants you to know His will and to be filled with His will. He doesn't want you having a partial part of Him. He wants you to have all of Him. And He says, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might. Oh boy, I tell you, He will strengthen you with His might. According to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us. Now, here's where it gets good. That was really good, but this is really, really good. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us unto the kingdom of His dear Son. I've been on this issue of kingdom since we started the new year in 2016, and I've preached the last couple Sunday nights about the kingdom, and I keep bringing up about the kingdom, and it's important that you understand the kingdom, and just not that you're in the kingdom, but what the kingdom of God represents. Amen. As a matter of fact, you know, we get all hyped up about church, but I get more hyped up about the kingdom of God, knowing that I'm in that kingdom, and I'm a part of that kingdom forevermore. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, today He says He's translated us, translated, changed, brought us into, transformed us. I'm glad the way Paul put it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I want to know today that we've become a part of Him and He's a part of us. So then we have been translated into His kingdom of His what? Dear Son, in whom we have redemption. Thank God for redemption this morning. Amen. You know, I'm so glad I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm so glad my sins are gone and they're cast as far as the east is from the west. I'm so glad today I know who has redeemed me. I know where I'm going. I know whom I've trusted. I know who's with me. I know who's for me. I know who provides my every need. I know who walks with me through the shadows of life. I know today that I'm lavished in His love, His grace, His mercy. And I just know today that God has put something in me today that the world can't take out of me, and I'm just so glad today that I'm redeemed. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm a born-again, blood-washed child of the King, and I'm glad today that God is my Father, Jesus is my Savior, and the devil is no longer any kin at all. Amen. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know, in this world in which we're living in today, we often try to find what we would call a common ground. I have not really bored myself with watching the debates recently that have gone on both sides of the party, of the Democrats and the Republicans, because I got more important things to do than to stand and listen to a bunch of talking heads that's basically going to lie to you anyway on both sides of the fence. You know, I know who's in control here of our nation, and I know who today that God can bring our nation back today to the place that it should be. And so, you know, I'm not really looking today for what they have to say when I've already absorbed what He says, and I know what God is doing, and I know what God wants to do, and I know what God will do ultimately and bringing about His will in our lives. But there's certain things in life where basically, you know, and we've seen the transition and the dialogue on both sides of how they have tried to identify with people, evangelicals. They've tried to identify with Christians. They've tried to identify with the finance people. They've tried to identify with all these different areas and segments and parts of our culture. But you know what? They're trying to find a common ground, but they can't find one. Because they have to go to one group and say one thing, and then they go to another group and say what they're doing is not right, but I'm with you. So what side of the fence do you stand on? You know, really, what do you believe in? Really, what are your core values? And you know what, folks? I found there's only one core value that really works, and that's what this word will do in your life. This is a book of values today that will change and transform you today. Not today to be like the world, but to be separated from the world, to be identified and to be like Christ. And so they're seeking today a common ground. But you know what? I'm telling you, there's some things today where common ground does not exist. There's no middle ground when it comes to the fact today of same-sex marriage. You today and I agree today on the fact today that God, when He brought a man and a woman together, it was not a man and a man, it was a man and a woman. And I believe today that God is honored today in a marriage relationship. Thank God for those of you in that church today that have a healthy relationship in your marriage life. Amen. And realizing today, though, that God has never, I don't care today what legislators, and I don't care what the Supreme Court may say. By the way, the Supreme Court does not have the final word. They may think they have the final word as far as our country is concerned, but they really do not have that either. God is the final word. And God is the word. And therefore, the word sets you free. Amen. I don't today believe that there's a common ground when it comes to abortion. I'm thinking the millions of children and babies that have been aborted. We're so concerned in our country today about people and things and people of immigration and all these other issues today. And you know, we're so concerned about today trying to protect an animal. And I'm fine with that from the standpoint, I don't believe animals should be abused. But you know what? I don't think children today should be murdered in the wombs of their mother. Amen. I believe today that we need today to protect the sanctity today of life and also of marriage today. And I believe today there is no middle ground when it comes to truth. I don't believe today you can believe some of the truth or part of the truth. I've got to believe all of this. And you know, if I receive all the word, hallelujah, He'll work a complete work in my life. And so there's no middle ground when it comes to the values of God's Word and what God says in His Word pertaining to us. I don't believe in political correctness. I believe political correctness does not define God's Word. I believe if you want definition of God's Word today, it's liberation. It's truth. It'll set you free. It'll do in you today what the world can't do for you. Hallelujah. I'm glad today I know the truth because the truth has set me free. And the truth today is today the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us today you cannot enter into His heaven today unless you today embrace and receive the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What does the truth then do to you? It illuminates you. But see, today we got fence straddlers. We got people that want to believe something over here on God's side, and they want to believe something today over here on the world's side. Folks, you can't do that. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world. You can't serve God and the devil. You've got to decide who you're going to serve. And I'm like Joshua of old. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And I believe it's important today that we embrace the truth of God's Word today. And you know, political correctness today is not a part of my vocabulary. I believe today in speaking the Word of God.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.